don't have to do that with them, otherwise nobody's playing on B3, and that's a little... Well, then you end up with Samba or something, I don't know.
Hey, like, instant nobody's, Samba!
Nobody's playing on the beat anymore! Mommy! Alright. One, two, one, two, three, four. Sometimes you were going into doing the and of two and of four, which I think is harder, but maybe it's easier to just kind of hop on the train and keep playing games.
Otherwise, you have to remember it.
Right, right. But just to get a feel for what the different beats do in terms of comping and phrasing. And then you can, once you do that a little bit, you can mix it up all you want. For you to also realize what beats people tend to land on, maybe where you might anticipate something at some point, you never know.
So question.
So,
there's the first bar is B flat 6, then next one is C minor 7, F7.
So
end of 4 would be C minor 7.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. End of 4 is always going to be the first chord of the next measure. Yeah, and that's true, Rob. If you're anticipating on something in the end of 4, then that's true. Actually, let's have you do this too. You anticipate each chord change by each new measure by a half a beat. So that would be da ba ba da.